using the National Survey on Drug Use and Health for non-fatal suicidal behavior surveillance. Measuring the burden of non-fatal suicidal behaviors such as suicidal ideation and suicide attempts can be difficult, partly due to the sensitivity of the topics and to the manner in which they are experienced. There's currently only one ongoing national survey measuring these behaviors among adults in the U.S., the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. And there's no existing comprehensive assessment of trends in suicidal behaviors. Briefly, the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, or NISDA, is a SAMHSA-owned annual household survey of non-institutionalized U.S. civilians age 12 and older that has been ongoing since 1971. Roughly 70,000 interviews are conducted each year, with weighting applied to represent this larger population. It provides national, state, and sub-state estimates of substance use and mental health issues. NISDA has measured suicidal behaviors among all adults age 18 and over since 2008 in the mental health module. The five questions asked in this module are listed here. And all adults age 18 and over who screen into the depression module have been asked suicidal behavior questions since 2004. They are asked to think about the worst depressive episode they have ever experienced. If they can't think of the worst one, they are asked to think about the most recent episode. And for whichever episode they are focusing on, they are asked a separate set of five questions. There are three overlapping questions in these two modules. To get a sense of how internally consistent responses are, responses can be compared across the two modules. As a note, in the mental health module, respondents are asked how old they were during the episode in question, so by limiting it to people who were either the same age or 1 year younger during the episode than at the time of the interview, responses can be compared to the past year responses from the mental health module. For longitudinal analyses, we focus on the mental health section data, as that section is not dependent upon a positive depression screen. We analyzed all 7 years of available data from this module, and estimates of the percent of adults reporting each behavior, past year suicide thoughts, plans, and attempts were obtained for each year. These estimates were then stratified by sex and age group. Pairwise t-tests were performed to assess differences in year-to-year estimates, as well as estimates in the same year across demographic groups. Pairwise tests were chosen, as that is the method historically used at SAMHSA to analyze NISDA data, and this would allow for comparisons with existing reports and publications. As a check on data quality and reliability, we compared responses on questions across the adult mental health and adult depression survey modules. This slide shows the percent of U.S. adults age 18 and older reporting past year suicide thoughts in pink, plans in green, and attempts in yellow. Here and throughout, years are given along the x-axis and percent on the y-axis. There has been relatively little change over time between 2008 and 14, with no statistically significant year-to-year changes for any of the three behaviors. To put the numbers in a little more context, in 2014, the 3.9% reporting past year suicide thoughts translates to roughly 9.4 million people. And the 1.1% reporting past year suicide plans corresponds to 2.7 million people. And finally, the 0.5% reporting any past year suicide attempt represents just over 1 million people. While there was very little difference in estimates of any of the behaviors when comparing males to females overall, an interesting pattern emerged when we further stratified by age group. Here, looking at percent of adults reporting past year suicide thoughts, the estimates for the 26 to 49 and 50 plus age groups are nearly the same for both sexes. However, for the 18 to 25-year-olds, while the pattern over time is similar for males and females, increasing over time, the estimates for females are notably higher than males for all years. The statistically significantly different estimates comparing male to female for a given year and age group are indicated by asterisks. As you can see, all 18 to 25-year-old estimates are different, while just one estimate from 2011 differs across sexes for 26 to 49-year-olds. Just to clarify, the comparisons made were male versus female for a given year and given age group. A similar pattern is seen with past year suicide plans and past year suicide attempts. However, there is more overlap among the 18 to 25-year-olds for this behavior, and some differences are seen among 26 to 49-year-olds. In comparing data across survey modules, we found a very high proportion of responses were consistent. The overlapping questions in the two modules are shown again here. For past year suicide thoughts, in each of the 7 years of data, at least 94% of responses were consistent across the modules. For past year suicide plans, at least 98% were consistent each year. And for past year suicide attempts, each year 99% or more of responses were consistent. In summary, there is little change in overall national estimates of the three non-fatal suicidal behaviors over time. When stratified by age group, we found that among 18 to 25-year-olds, the estimates were higher among females than males for each year, with statistically significant difference for most years. The differences we saw could be due to actual differences in the experience of these behaviors across the sexes, to differences in self-report, or to a combination. But it does suggest that younger adult females might experience a higher burden of these non-fatal suicidal behaviors, and thus could constitute a population for targeting of interventions. We also saw high internal consistency of responses to suicidal behaviors across survey modules. In conclusion, while NISTA was not designed for conducting suicidal behavior analyses surveillance, it is a stable survey with 7 years of data and growing, with high quality, internally consistent data, and the ability to stratify by multiple demographics and drill down, so we should continue thinking about ways in which to utilize it in a surveillance capacity. Thank you.